want to introduce to you the Harfoots. The Harfoots. They're part of the universe of Middle Earth. They are, as their name implies, Hairyfoots. Harfoot. Get it? They are the ancestors of the hobbits. And surely most of you know what the hobbits are. Those little people who are such a big part of Tolkien's universe, they ultimately are the savior of the universe. Frodo being a hobbit and taking the ring of power to Mount Doom. But the Harfoots are thousands of years early. So there's the Rings of Power, which is a new series on Amazon that chronicles these early days of Middle Earth. And in that, we learn all about the Harfoots. We are introduced to them straight away at the beginning of the series. There are normal-sized people like you and I walking down the road, and the Harfoots are all hiding. You see that they wear on themselves constantly camouflage. The ability to, at a moment's notice, disappear. They say things like, nobody walks alone and never go off trail, to better be safe than sorry, those sort of things. They are very careful. They are very aware. They are kind of, in my mind, a reminder of today's gospel to always be awake. But ultimately, it's not the life to live to be a Harfoot. Just like the hobbits that follow them, there's always a few that stick out as being adventurous. They don't like the constrictive life of being so very careful all the time. And ultimately, I think that we are challenged by today's gospel to recognize that we too are not called to live a life of anxiety, of sleeplessness. And Jesus tells us to stay awake. He's not telling us to harm ourselves in such a way that we don't actually sleep. He is inviting us to walk with him. He's inviting us to allow him to enter into our lives. We can't really prepare perfectly for the coming of Christ without Christ. The people in Bethlehem weren't always awake waiting for the birth of their Savior. They had their lives to go about as well. We, for our part, are called upon to invite Christ in, to let him prepare us. For he's never left us, not truly. Ever since his walk on the in the world, he has been present to us, has sent the Holy Spirit to live amongst us and to prepare our hearts, to help us to stay awake, to be able to see his presence in the world. This season of Advent is a season in which we practice that. We prepare our hearts. We invite Christ into our lives more and more. Perhaps we pray more. We fast. We go to confession. If you haven't been to confession in a while, I promise you, it is a wonderful sacrament. A sacrament of freedom, a sacrament where we encounter Christ and Christ encounters us and is able to help guide us. It is not a sacrament that's meant to be restrictive or shameful, but rather a sacrament that's meant to be freeing and uplifting, inviting Christ to live in our hearts. Let us open our eyes today, where Christ already is present in our lives. Let us open our hearts to that presence that calls